Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. I am your boy, Steady J. And today is a very beautiful Monday. And I'm just very glad to have you guys, man. It's a very great comeback after doing a very great month of the Divine Model Month, second annual, and a lot of great things happened during it. We had my girl, Miss Entice, win the big modeling contest we had between all the best Divine Models. We had lots of great guests in there, and you can check out all the shows. All you gotta do is go to the Dust Spot, and you can actually, you actually have an ad banner on there. It leads to everybody's shows from that whole month, so definitely check it out. You get a lot of great information, as everyone's been telling me. They said it was a big hit, so I'm glad that everyone that got involved with it. And, you know, that's the whole thing. The whole point of it was to have fun with it, but at the same time, I want you guys to definitely, as anything, you learn something. Because sometimes we know a lot of things, but like, for instance, like me, when I go to some shows, I learn something new every now and then. Like, sometimes it's a lot of stuff I know, but it's good to have someone always there just to reiterate yourself. So, very great thing is going on. And as far as today, with today's show, we got my boy Mike Parda coming on today, in which we're going to talk to him about a lot of his great stuff he's got going on. He's one of the brand new artist on the Dust Spot, and actually he's very new to the game itself, so definitely be talking over him. And he has a style of music I like to call trip hop, and I call it trip. The reason I call it, not even, I said double, excuse me, hip hop. Now the reason I call it hip hop is because it's like a fusion of like hip hop, but then you also got like that pop sound to it too. And that's the thing, man. Like, a lot of times I feel like, oh man, I want this pop music. But let's just be real, like, you know, sometimes you be having fun jumping up or down, like stuff like shots and all that kind of stuff. So me personally, I like that kind of stuff. I like all different types of genres of music. Sometimes I might listen to one over the other, but that's the thing, like, at the end of the day, I'm kind of like, I like to hear a lot of different things. My mind likes to travel. That's kind of how music is. it kind of like has me travel around the world in a sense. So that's it, when you're deep into music like that, that's how your mindset starts to think. And it's big ups to just lots of them artists that take a lot of brave tactics to get into the game and don't just stay within a certain shell. They decide to do what they want to do and do it how they want to do it. Don't let no one tell them, oh, just because, you know, you're this color or that color, you got to do this type of music. And it's, to me, just getting kind of old, people are thinking that. So big ups to people that make moves and make it. Don't make a lot of big trends to make sure stuff happens. So we're gonna check out. This is my boy Mike Prada's son, Hella F'd Up, and we come to the show in a bit. We'll talk to him about his music and of course this track too. I love this track. This is like shots. This is like kind of when you hear shots, you get live because this is just so fun. It's such a fun record. That's what this is for me. So here we go. This is Mike Prada. This is Hella F'd Up. Right here on Life at the Dust Live with your boy Ceddie J.
Young Gucci on the track. I'm in the club, hella fucked up. In the club, hella fucked up. Oh man. In the club, hella fucked up. I'm in the club, hella fucked up. I'm in the club, hella fucked up. Girl's booty is hella tight, tight. I'm gonna hit that all night, night. Chain on my neck like bang, bang, bang. Girl's booty hella like bang, bang, bang. Met a girl named Molly, all she knew was party. Met a girl named Mary Jane, was higher than a plane. The club, hella fucked up. I'm in the club, hella fucked up. I'm hella fucked up, hella fucked up. She's hella fucked up, hella fucked up. Six on the beat, tequila sunrise. Super tight booty, super thick thighs. I'm hella fucked up, 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 up. She's hella fucked up, 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 up. Met a girl named Molly, all she knew was party. Met a girl named Mary Jane, was higher than a plane. I'm in the club, hella fucked up. I'm in the club, hella fucked up. Girl's booty is hella tight, tight. I'm gonna hit that all night, night. I'm hella fucked up, hella fucked up. She's hella fucked up, hella fucked up. Chain on my neck like bling, bling, bling. Girl's booty hella like bang, bang, bang. Six on the beach, tequila sunrise. Super tight booty, super thick thighs. I'm in the club, hella fucked up. I'm in the club, hella fucked up. Drop it super low, down to the floor. Grab the girl's booty, get a little honey.
All right, welcome back everyone to Life at Dust Live. I'm your boy Ceddie J, of course, for those of y'all just tuning in. And that was my boy Mike Prada. That was his track, Hella F'd Up, man, which is, like, I love this. Like, that's exactly how I feel that I'm in the club. Especially when you are 21 up, that's exactly how you feel. You in the club, and you go to that bar. If you go there, you mean business, you're trying to go to the bar. That's how you want to feel. So big up to that track. I'm about to talk to, that's actually my boy Mike Prada on the line now. I'm about to go check him out, open up this line. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much, man. Well, welcome to the show, man. We're glad to have you.
Hey, I appreciate it, man.
Man, first off, man, I just got to express, man, it's just, it's cool, it's so cool to see somebody that's in my area making some music like this. It's great to see.
Yeah.
Like, when I hear that track, like, that track kind of, it's like, it really does explain how I feel when I go to the club. I want to feel exactly that way. Yeah, that's how I felt on Thursday when I was drinking a bunch of Ciroc. I was like, I'm in the club, hella fucked up.
That's Ciroc.
Oh, man, yes, sir. But, man, first off, man, you know, we want to thank you, man, for coming through. And also, you know, you're one of those artists that you understand the point of networking. And the fact that you just get into it, you just barely into the game itself, it's even more of a trip, because a lot of people who've been in the game for a while don't understand the true aspect of how important it is to network with people. And I'm just, man, just basically, man, just let's go ahead and start off with that whole point. How did you actually become an artist?
Well, to tell the truth, actually, man, like, I was hanging out with a friend one time, and he's like, I want to be a music producer, and he's producing music, and I had already been a pretty big fan of hip-hop, and I was really intrigued by the fact of how the process worked and everything, and he put it down on me. He was like, he's like, man, this ain't easy, man. He made a bet, and I just bet him, we made a small wager that I could make a better song than him, and I noticed that on the first try off, that I was doing pretty good, and so then I stuck with it, and gradually I just got better and better, and here we are now, and I'm still making music.
That's what's up, man. It's like, I mean, like, you, it's like when you come to your music, man, it's like you're trying to, like, you're having fun with your music, man. Like, you're also, I mean, there's also other stuff you got where it's a very deep message in his heart, real heartfelt, but you also have that strong. Like, I like how you have fun with your music, but it's not demeaning. In a sense, a lot of people are wondering probably, well, what does he mean by that? Like, whenever it's like some tracks, like, they're like fun records, but it's like they catch me. Like, I mean, of course, you say hella effed up in the song, but for the most part, it's not like you cussing us out. Like, you're like, what's up, my darn P.I.P.C.? All day long,
man,
running around, calling girls out their name and all that.
Man, I got to admit, like, I'm a true, like, gutter music fan, you know, like Rick Ross or T.I. Like, tell you the truth, those are some of my favorite artists in the game. Like, I believe I have this one song called Trap Superstar. And, like, you know, I know sometimes it's not a good vibe sometimes for the community, but that's the type of music that is. But I think you heard that track, right?
Yes, I have. I actually have heard that one.
Yeah, like, man, for that song, I was listening to that nine-piece by Rick Ross and T.I., and I was like, it just made me want to make a song like that, and that's what motivated me to make that song. It's pretty interesting how that worked out.
And that's the thing. It's like, I mean, everything has its place, but it's like you kind of have this understanding of where you don't want to be struck when you just like pretty much like that's after the song. You sent me like very when you first hit me up, you sent me like three different types of songs. And he sent me three different songs, and leading what I just said, three different types of songs. They had all these different styles, and that's the thing a lot of people don't realize is nobody wants, like, especially like with people like me, I like hearing that trap music sometimes. I like hearing the fun music sometimes. I like hearing the deep emotional music sometimes, and you came with all that different stuff, and that's an important element in this game, like a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah, coming into the game, man, I'm just trying to be as versatile as I can and just so show people that I'm, you know, that I can do that. I think that's important.
And you doing that, man, it's going to get you very far. A lot of people agree with you there. It's like you know, a lot of people, you got to be molded to be versatile. You already figured that out. You took like most of the work off of anybody that's trying to work with you. So that's like, I'm just like blown. I was blown away by the fact that that's how you approach your music. And with that being said, like too, like before you even start doing music or whatnot, did you ever play like any other instruments or anything when you were younger?
Man, to be honest, no. Like I've looked at it a lot. A lot of you know, artists that are pretty way up there in the industry, you know, have some pretty relative experience. You know, like Lady Gaga. Shout out to her. I'm not, you know, I'm an OK fan, but I was watching a document on her, and you know, she's like a, I didn't even know it. She's like a, like a really, really good piano player.
Oh yeah, see, a lot of people don't realize that. They, because I actually got a chance to do a lot of people who came to the show have been either working with Convict or worked for Convict. So it was great just finding that out for people. So yeah, that she's even not playing it.
Yeah.
Well, definitely. As far as like your name, man, like, because my first, I mean, I'm gonna tell the background story for some people. When I very first met you, you were going by Young Gucci, and that was Mike Prada, which I like Mike Prada, man. It just stands out. It just stands out to me. It's like Mike Prada. Wow. As far as like kind of getting the background story, why you chose your original name, and then why you decided to change the looks you got it.
Man, I'm gonna be honest. Straight up, like in my workplace, you know, I'm doing out here what I got to do, you know, to get, you know, I'm having an alright decent lifestyle, and one of my coworkers, man, he was a dancer, a stripper, and his name was Young Gucci. And I was like, you know, that just popped out to me, and I was like, damn, you know, like, I like the way that sounds. And so I was telling most of my friends, and they're like, yeah, that's all right, but it really depends on what type of, your name has to stand out to you, the type of music you're trying to make. And so it was just one of those things that's like, you know, rebellious, and you like it. And most of my friends didn't like it because of the fact, you know, it's not that original, you know, because of Gucci Man. So then, you know, I was like, well, you know, like, I was like, F that, whatever, you know, I'm going to stick with this. This is what I want to do. This is who I want to be known as. And so once I put my music out there, you know, I was getting kind of I wouldn't say negative feedback, you know, but people just were like, you know, you're not real, this and that, you know, you're not true and all that. And so I was like, you know, that's one of the most important things in your music, you know, is to be real and true, especially to yourself. And so I was like, you know, I think one of the I just want to be really original and new. So I was just, I researched, you know, for a couple weeks after the encounter, you know, with the originality problem. And Mike Prada just came to mind, and I was like, you know, I think that sounds best, so I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I like it too, man. It does have a nice pizzazz to it. Like, it's like, I don't really know no one, it doesn't sound like your name is, and of course, it has the famous Prada name in it, but at the same time, too, it does sound original. It's the great thing about it. That's what I like about it. It's like, it's like your music. It's like, bam, we never know what we're going to get when we listen to your music, and that's what keeps people wanting to listen.
Yeah. Yeah, that's another thing. The Prada thing I like, I mean, I'm a little bit of a fan of high-end clothing, though, but, you know, sometimes it's not all about that, but I think that was an important factor, you know, having something that people already know but still, you know, is original. So that's where the product came into effect. Yeah. And it sounded good, yeah.
And as far as, like, man, a lot of accolades people have given you as far as the list of the show or whatnot, they've given you big problem pat on the back because you, like, one of the very first artists on the dust, but they came on there. Shout out to all the artists on there right now. But you're like one of the very first that came on there, and you decided, like, your whole realm of music is a whole other sound, and that's what I like. I like being able to go there and be able to go, okay, let me hear a different type of artist. Because a lot of people don't realize I actually, not only did I just play y'all music, that's what a lot of people do. They play your music just for people to listen to it and they keep it moving. I actually listen to y'all music when I'm just like chilling and or sometimes I'm in the car. I want to listen to y'all music. That's a good thing, and I like the fact that I will never get bored because there's so many different sounds, and I'm just like, it's just crazy. I'm like, dang, I'm like, okay. And then I Live Like This is like, I mean, that's another track we played. It was the very first track we played by you. And that track there, man, it's like, it's a really deep track. Is this really how a lot of people feel? Like, it's a lot of people go through some chicks, and then it's just, man, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah, man, with that track, I was just trying to reach, the younger age group in the community. But to tell you the truth, like, you know, I appreciate you and everything having me, you know, just interview online and everything, you know, over the radio. But I've only been doing this, like, really, like, professional, like 6 months or something. I'm surprised at how fast I made progress. So I think definitely, like, within next year, like, my music, you know, it'll be pretty up there.
Most definitely. And that's the thing, man. A lot of people don't realize, it's a lot of great people came to here and had some great stories. Y'all, it's always fun watching y'all grow. I've watched people who just that guy who could sing his behind off, and now he's writing for convict music and all that stuff. So that's crazy. Like, and it's a great thing about, you know, just showing some love to artists when they very first, you know, they getting their feet wet, because you never know, that person could be the next, and you're like, dang, okay. I mean, I remember when that dude had his humble beginning.
Yeah.
So, my point to everybody, all the people that's, you know, of course, not everyone's going to like your music, but the people who are hating on your grind, that's the people I got a problem with as far as me.
Yeah, man, there's always going to be the haters, dude, out there, man.
So, man, like, as far as, like, with your music as well, like, as far as the people want to listen to your music and download it, and just enjoy it, how can they do all that kind of stuff?
Man, like, honestly, I had it available, but since I've changed my name, this is literally, as you know, like, within a week ago, so I took most of my stuff online because that's pretty important. You know, I can't have people, you know, I can't have the Young Gucci thing. So I'm gonna put it up here soon, shortly, but I have a couple of videos on YouTube. It's, you know, Mike Prada, MikePrada. You can just go on there, and then from the link in the description, it'll be like a download section.
Yeah,
So for now, that's how people will be able to obtain my music offline.
So if you had to pick, like, let's say top five. You had to pick top five people you want to work with right now, who would you say? And we're going to start. Let's
straight
start
up
with,
like,
I come to producers and artists. So let's start with artists.
Artists to work with, man, I would say like Rick Ross. He's you know, he has so much charisma. That's one of the things that attracts him to so many people. So I'd have to say Rick Ross off number one as far as artists goes. Now, like, producer and artist, like Kanye, you know, he's like, it was so funny,
man.
Too, man, like, he's a pretty nice guy, but, you know, he has a pretty big ego and stuff like that. You know, I catch myself sometimes in that situation. But I remember he started off, man. He was like, oh, man, I'm going to be the next big thing, this and that. Yeah, I don't know what's coming, blah, blah, blah. And people weren't taking him seriously, you know, because some people, you know, they just talk, you know, just, you know, when in the beginning, you know, or just get attention and stuff like that. And then, you know, boom, you know, he gets in that car crash and everything, and overnight he turns, you know, to artist from producer, and he starts putting his tracks out there, and it's just, you know, like, every song, you know, or every other song, you know, it's just like hit, hit, hit. So his story and everything, you know, it's pretty motivational and everything. So, and his stuff, you know, he's so real, you know, and, like, you know, and he says it perfectly, you know, all his lyrics and everything, they're just, you know, it's like really passionable and true, and that's where great music comes from.
Yeah, because I mean, that's, I mean, his albums, man, he comes with the albums, and I've been checking out his music, supporting and buying his music for the hottest, for the longest, man. So that's the thing, a lot of people don't sleep on these artists, man. And you gotta believe if it's good, then commit it, man. That's the problem. A lot of people don't let it be known, and they wonder why people don't get as hot as they like. Man, it's a great artist, why he ain't hot? Because not enough of us are saying or letting it be known that these people are hot. And it also takes these other DJs and stuff, man. Like, some DJs kind of just play, you know, they kind of play under these little streams of what people tell them to play. But sometimes you got to take initiative. And a lot of times people don't realize another great job of the DJ is that you control the crowd. And the crowd moves with you sometimes. So they want you to introduce new music to them. It's just some of them so scary, they wait to, if it's already hot, that's when they want to play it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely true, yeah.
And, all right, so we got Kanye and we got Rick Ross. Any other artists or producers you would say?
Man, I don't want to sound cliche or anything, but Lil Wayne, you know, he's probably one of the illest in the game, like straight up, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And one thing I say about Rick Ross too, man, like you said, his charisma, not only his charisma, the team, team he has around him. I know a lot of his team, his inner team, like his pros and stuff. They are pretty niche, and they work hard. And you know, they help get the job, they get the message across. And his image is just, you know, a lot of people connect with his image.
Yeah, he don't play around when he's making music.
Or when he make a business move, God damn. That's one of the people I be wanting. That's not necessarily I want to be an artist, but I just respect his business grind, man. Like, he just, wow.
Yeah. Man, like, I looked into some of his stuff, too, like some documentaries on him and men, and he's been through a lot. Like, he lost his virginity at 12, you know? Like, who does that, you know? Stuff like that, you know?
Word.
He got shot when he was, I think, 15, 16, you know? I think he might have been 14, I don't know, so... You know, at an early age, he'd already been through a lot. And I think he released his first album at 12. So, I mean, you know, he was definitely trying to make a go at it in the beginning.
Yeah,
it's just interesting when you see, especially like Jay-Z, you know, I think he's one of the rappers, you know, that doesn't get credited a lot, you know, because some of his tracks are more related, you know, just to... you know, everyday good day vibes and everything, you know, but, you know, he pulls through and he makes really great tracks, you know.
Right, I mean, I can't really go back and say he didn't have a good album. I'm really going to try to sit here and think, and he has all these albums that I can't really go back and say this was a horrible album. I'm really trying to figure it out, not just think.
Yeah.
There's albums I like better than some, but not like he had a horrible album. There's no way.
Yeah.
So as far as like, man, like you said, you got some upcoming projects and you talk about your music and whatnot. As far as like people that want to keep up with you and on the social networks and whatnot, how can they keep up with you on Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff?
Man, yeah, I got my... Facebook, I haven't got really interactive with it, but I got so much going on right now, you know, outside of the music field right now. It's just a handful, man, and I'm just trying to, you know, like you said, take the initiative and do as much as I can on my part, you know, especially with the music part, and I'm just trying to go as far as I can with it, you know. But you can definitely reach me at, you know, I got Mike Prada's Twitter. You know, it's uppercase M, then IKE underscore, and then uppercase P, and then RADA. So it's Mike underscore Prada. That's my Twitter. If anybody wants to hit me up on there, they can.
Hey, that's what's up. Well, Mike,
that's
man, I appreciate you coming through, man. And, you know, since you are in the area, we definitely got to kick it, man.
Yeah, well, I definitely appreciate the opportunity, man.
Well, definitely. All right, y'all. Y'all know what's the time it is. We got to roll on out.
All right.
Hey, y'all,
shout out to Dallas and
DFW
area, man. Much love.
Hey, shout out to DFW. Shout out to the world. The world. This is hard.
World.
Man, the world. This is hard. I never know who listens to the show, and I'm like, what the heck? And it's a strong European listener base, man. Big ups to that, man. I appreciate people like it. The Belgium, my Belgium fam. Shout out to them. Shout out to some people in Paris. Shout out to them. That's just a name of a few people I know off the top of the dome that actually listen a lot. So just big ups to y'all. And man, y'all been saying part of the show, man, with my boy Mike Prada. Y'all can check it out at blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ, and he can listen there, and he can listen over and over and over and over again. And that way you have something to throw back to, and you're like, dang, I remember when he was on this show, and now he's doing all this kind of big stuff. So,
yeah, man, that's the best thing when you make it successful in anything, dude, is going back to who you were and where you were then, you know.
Exactly, man. Like, y'all from Gary Bowen out, and y'all know everything you do, no matter what you do, whether you want to build up my boy Mike Prada and forget what Nate said, and just do your thing, or, you know, just live life to the fullest. Remember, well, there's a Jay, or there's a Mike Prada, or there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tuned to another episode of Life After Dusk Live. Make sure y'all check it out on dustspot.com, too. So we rolling on out, and tomorrow we got my boys ICC and Jay Alba. They should be on the show tomorrow. We're going to chop it up with them and see what they got going on. And they're actually part of the Global Tech Mixtape Series. Shout-out to Island Def Jam for being part of that, and shout-out to DBL to help out with that project a lot. So big ups to that. All right, we out.